This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Two Hays County Republicans are running for a shot at flipping a state House district back to the GOP. House District 45 is a swing district in Hays and Blanco counties that Texas Republican leaders are targeting this year. The winner will take on Representative Aaron Zwiener, who was first elected in 2018, the first time a Democrat had won the district since 2010. KUT's Rianne Roldan reports on the race to pick a challenger for the fall.
Carrie Isaac thinks she's the best candidate to reclaim the state House seat. Isaac is a Wood Creek resident and the executive director of the Digital Education and Work Initiative of Texas, a nonprofit that helps disabled veterans and others facing barriers to employment find meaningful and accessible work. Isaac did not respond to requests for an interview, but in February, she told the Big Texas podcast that the possibility of flipping the district was an inspiration for her to run.
Flipping this district is the reason I'm in here. Personally, taking this seat back is going to take hard work.
Isaac said her political know-how makes her a strong candidate. She's married to former Texas House member Jason Isaac, who held HD 45 from 2011 to 2019.
I've been campaigning every election cycle for the last 10 years, and I actually have experience beating Democrats in House District 45.
In an interview with Dripping Springs News last year, she said she wouldn't be a typical freshman. She already has knowledge of how the legislature works and has built relationships. She'd, quote, hit the ground running. Her opponent, Kent Bud Wymore, is an attorney who lives in Driftwood. He grew up in Hays County, attending Hays CISD schools and graduating from Texas State University in San Marcos. He then attended law school at St. Mary's University before opening his own firm that focuses on business and real estate law. Wymore also did not respond to multiple requests for an interview, but on his website outlined several issues he intends to focus on if elected, like lowering property taxes and strengthening border security. Here's Wymore in an interview with the Austin American-Statesman.
Texas was once a much more rural state, much more agrarian. And the system that we had for property taxes worked when Texas wasn't so urban and suburban. But as we increasingly have these pockets around major metropolitan areas where people are living on smaller lots, those values are increasing, and it's making home ownership more difficult as time goes by.
He also says he wants to focus on improving infrastructure. He noted on his website that District 45 is one of the fastest growing areas in the nation.
The district has grown, and infrastructure has not been able to keep up. I'm proud of the work that members of our Commissioners Court have done to try and provide those needs. But we need a strong voice at the Capitol that's going to work to bring that necessary funding and get the district the infrastructure it needs.
Republican and Democratic groups from outside HD 45 are expected to spend plenty of time and money on this race heading into the fall. As Republicans work to reclaim an edge in the suburbs, Democrats hope to strengthen their support that helped flip those areas blue in 2018. Rianne Roldan, KUT News.